You hear about these horrific stories of human trafficking or sex trafficking, and immediately you probably think that's happening in another state, probably another country, right? But in fact, it's not. It is happening even right here in Connecticut. In fact, we recently heard about a Bridgeport man accused of sex trafficking in Milford and holding a woman for weeks. And the warrant is pretty gruesome when you see what happened in that case. And again, unfortunately, while it's not something that may feel like it's happening in Connecticut, it is. And that's why we like to talk to PET, the Partnerships to End Human Trafficking, which is a nonprofit organization in Fairfield County. We have Jamie Manorakiza here with PET, as well as Lieutenant Jerry Junes from the Stamford Police Department. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate it. Jamie, let's start with what people don't realize in Connecticut. Do you feel like there's still sort of this you know, overall idea that human trafficking, sex trafficking, we see it in the movies, we hear about it, but it's not something that occurs here, especially in Fairfield County. Do you feel like that's still what people believe?
I would say that, you know, it depends on the populations. We have educated a lot of people in the state on the issue, and oftentimes when we go out and do public education, I'm still quite amazed that many people will come up to us and say, I had no idea that this was happening in our community, happening in our state. And some people, you know, don't even think that it occurs in the United States at all. And so I think that it is an issue that we have a lot of work to do to still educate the general population from young to old, really all ages. Although I would say young people are probably more aware, at least from a pop culture perspective, given all the social media apps that are sort of glorifying trafficking in actually an unhelpful way, because it makes it seem sort of enticing or glamorous when in fact it's not.
Lieutenant Junes, tell us, you know, from a law enforcement perspective, you know, how human trafficking or sex trafficking is even a reality here in Connecticut.
Yeah, it's extremely prevalent here. It's a major problem that we've been seeing through the state. You have to realize that, you know, we have just a few highways, and it makes it very easy for our traffickers to transport victims from city to city, town to town within the state of Connecticut. And it's awareness. As mentioned, you know, most people are under the belief that human trafficking is that issue that's relevant in other countries or perhaps other states, but it is indeed relevant, extremely relevant here within the state of Connecticut.
And Lieutenant Junes, I know when I've spoken to Jamie about this in the past, she said one of the biggest reasons we have an issue of this in Connecticut is because of the I-95 corridor. Do you agree? Does that continue to be a real problem? Or I guess it's sort of allowing human and sex trafficking to still be prevalent in Connecticut?
Absolutely. Accessibility. You know, you have the victims and the traffickers traveling about the 95 corridors. Corridor. Also, you know, with the access to some of the local hotels and motels that are along I-95 makes it easy for the traffickers and victims to hide about in these locations, and also the individuals that partake in this horrific, I'm going to call it a crime, but it makes it very easy for our, we like to call them Johns, they jump off the highway, go conduct business, and jump back on the highway, and you're out of sight.
Oh, wow. Wow. Jamie Manorakiza, talk to us about, there's a partnership that PET, PEHT, has sort of entered into with the Stamford Police Department. What is that all about?
PET launched a coalition for Fairfield County to address trafficking about a year ago. And through that coalition, which we meet about quarterly throughout the county, mostly in Bridgeport, with NGO partners and law enforcement partners, we met many of the detectives from Stamford Police who joined to really take an amazing proactive initiative to just really want to collaborate with community partners and to work with NGOs, nonprofits like ourselves, to ensure that victims have services if and when they encounter them. And so our victim services team has, over the past few months, been meeting with and collaborating with the Stamford Police to ensure that we provide victim services when or if there are individuals that they encounter, either through sex trafficking or labor trafficking. And we are hoping that collaboratively we can proactively identify these individuals in our community, particularly in Stanford, who could be victims of this crime so that we can get to them before they get to us.
So Lieutenant Junes, Jamie was just saying it's a real big collaborative effort. I'm wondering from the law enforcement side of things, do you feel like more police departments are doing their part or need to do more to collaborate with entities like PET, P-E-H-T, to combat this issue?
Oh, absolutely. That's very important. You know, it's a vital aspect of our agency. And, you know, with an agency such as PET, we're able to connect what we like to say in law enforcement is connect the dots. We also use the term of a round peg in a round hole where things just make sense to happen. An agency such as PET connects us with not just additional resources, but also resources from other police agencies within the state of Connecticut. And what we're also hoping to find is, you know, a connection outside of the state of Connecticut where the majority of these individuals are conducting business. We're able to connect with local law enforcement, connect with local agencies to not only shut these businesses down, but also provide services to the victims of this crime.
And I do want people to know, if you want more information, certainly about PET, you can go to PEHT.org and always know that you can also contact your local police departments if you ever see something that you feel like could be a sketchy situation or you just want to alert police about it or find out more information. Please be sure to collaborate with your police. And I want to thank you both so much for coming on to address this and highlight it here on the show and to bring reality, because a lot of people, as I mentioned at the beginning, don't even realize that this is a huge problem. So I thank you both so much for what you do and for joining us on WICC.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.